3, 2, 1. That's right. You're listening to the It's My Time podcast, a recording of the experiences, past and present, of everyday people.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
and now, here's your host,
you know who it is,
the one, the only,
let's go.
Asher Chua.
Welcome to the podcast, Mrs. Pam.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. To introduce you to the audience, who do you say you are?
Well, I'm Pamela Sam. A lot of people know me as Pam Sam. And what I am, I consider myself a financial activist. When I hear what's going on in the world with people, it affects me. And so I want to, all the information that I have and that I know and the things that I can do, I will do to help people survive, because I understand when you can't survive and thrive, that's when you start doing things that you really don't want to do.
Very true. I can definitely echo that. And I think now when I think about how I met you is through a mentor of mine, Barry Nemhart, hoping to have him on the podcast. But I remember he'd sent me your information. And I think I tried to join a group where you were doing just that, teaching people how to take advantage of their finances and really respect that, so to speak, or understand how you as an individual can either form a business or treat yourself as a business, making proper deductions and taking away the stress of what would be doing taxes or keeping up with your finances on a weekly to monthly basis.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm still doing that. And added something that I think is really going to change the world, and I'm really excited about it, to get it out to as many people as possible, as soon as possible.
Can you tell me more about it? Or
yes, it's something that started 8 months ago. A group that had been in network marketing, but it was something about network marketing. They got out of it because it was not equitable. There would just be about 5 to 1% that really would survive. Mm-hmm. And the others would be paying money. And after about 3 or 4 months, they begin to realize, this is looking more like a bill.
Right.
This is looking like it's helping me and I'm not growing like I should. So what they did was they took a business model of Amazon membership. 30 years ago, and Lord, I remember when Amazon started 30 years ago, I thought, how in the world are they going to make it online selling books? Barnes and Noble's number one. This ain't gonna work. Fast forward to today, Amazon has 200 million members paying $14.95 a month, and they're in 27 countries. So they are making billions of dollars a month and hadn't sold a thing.
Right.
Just for the opportunity. So Live Good thought, okay, let's use that business model because it's a very successful one. But what we're going to do is that we're going to shy away from what most MLM does, is they'll have a product and they may have a product that costs $10 and they'll up it to $60 to pay everybody. And that just didn't work, that people have to be on autoship. And I mean, it works for some, but not for the many.
Right.
But what this company does is the products are wholesale and they're the best ingredient. And how you earn your money is by inviting people to grow with you. So they just charge $40 one time and $9.95 a month. And with that, you're able to, when you invite someone to come in, then you get paid $25 and then you get 2.5% of that $9.95. And
that's
it grows into a matrix to where when people are put in your matrix, they start earning money and didn't do anything but join. And you don't have to buy the product. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to sell. So it's beautiful.
Yeah. I guess what's the end? Oh, sorry, I'm going to mute your end for a second. That way I don't get as much feedback. But I'd say, what's the incentive for people to join present day when you're looking at 2023 and 2024? And maybe some of the negative feedback that has been put towards MLMs or multi-level marketing schemes where people feel like, okay, this is a bill. I feel like I'm just paying this month to month. And it's almost like it wasn't quite what I was sold in on the front end. Or maybe I made an emotional purchase that I was excited about it initially. I believed in it, but life just got busy. I've got kids to run here and there. I've got this thing, that thing. And it's like, oh, now it's another thing, but like that wasn't the intention of it. What do people misunderstand about this or other multi-level marketing? One sec, make sure you unmute yourself.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. What is misunderstood about multi-level marketing is that we're fighting something that a programming that has been set within us through education, through movies, through media, and that's the industrial phase that we went through in the country, well, in the world, to you graduate from high school, you get it, and you go get a degree, and you get a job, and you work that job for 40 years, and then you retire, and you live happily ever after. But what people are finding is that retirement, people aren't living happily ever after. They're also finding that while they're working, the wages are not keeping up with the economy, the inflation. So they want to find something to do. A lot of people get 2 to 3 jobs to make the ends meet, but you're trading dollars for hours, and that doesn't work when you don't have a life at all. You're just working to pay the bills. But network marketing was brought in to increase the income. That was its purpose of the average person, but it was hijacked by compensation plans that emulated the system that we live in, where the people at the top earn most of the money and the people at the bottom provide most of the money. And that's what happened to network marketing. Well, LiveGood has come and they flipped the strip, script. In 8 months, 700,000 people have joined LiveGood in just 8 months. We're in 214 countries and 150 languages. And the people in the foreign countries, they get it much quicker than here, because here we've been trained real good not have a business, that the negative connotation of working for yourself and having a business. You go to your job and all you do is bring yourself. That's it. And then you get paid for your time. And that's not going to work in this economy at all. It's not working.
Right. I definitely agree with you there, because it's one of those things where it seems tough to unlearn what you've learned over the years and then try to implement something new and not look at the Amways, I think is one of the more popular ones, or more recently you have, I don't know if Forex would fall in there or CFX, where it's one of these things where for some reason it always corrupts from the top down, where it's the people that are the early adopters. They get so many people to join. And then once they've kind of made their bank, they cut tail and run. But like you mentioned the Amazon example, where people are willing to pay the early access or like the monthly fee of saying, okay, now not only is it about books, but it's about being able to have shipping early, because Amazon's kind of taken over the market and is basically subsidizing the US postal system, to where it's like, hey, we've got packages that need delivered and you guys need jobs because you mismanaged your funding. So we're willing to not only work with you, we'll partner with you and we'll hire some of the people you're not able to pay based off of the pensions and different things like that that may have been put in place before. But I think you point to key things that can be considered, and at least taking a keen eye and looking at it, because I think for me in the past, I've made the mistake of jumping into things without actually taking the time to study it. And then I'd be upset or I'd blame somebody based on word of mouth to be like, this isn't what you told me. But then when I do the investigation and it's like, okay, did I allocate my time resource, which is like the most critical resource we have? It's like, was I honest enough to say, maybe this isn't the time for this? And if I don't find that I have time to make myself more money or operate in the current, like in the present, and have things come and go in a way that works for me, it's like then that's something that I've had to work on and to develop and evaluate and things like that. So I say all that to ask, what has Live Good done for you, and what are some of the experiences that you've had, positive or negative, and what have you learned along the way?
The positive thing in Live Good is attrition is not happening. When people get into Live Good and get into my matrix, they're paying $9.95, but then they look and see, hey, I'm earning money because of the matrix. I put in some people, those people put in some people, and in about 3 or 4 months, they're earning enough money to where their membership is free. They're earning $15 and they pay $9.95. So that's a net gain, and they see that it's growing and growing. So in a year's time, they're going to be earning $300 a month or more. It's according to how we're growing. And then $400. And in the compensation plan, it shows that when your matrix fill up, even if you haven't put anyone in and other people worked, you can get $2,000 a month. Now, if you just bring in two people, you'll make $4,000 a month. And that is what caught me, because there's a lot of people, they can bring two people. And if everybody just brings two people in, then it will fill up the matrix and people will start making, some will make 2,000, some will make 4,000. And if someone is mighty, where they invite a lot of people, they're going to get rewarded better. But the most that I saw, I just stopped right there at that $2,000 or $4,000 a month. If that happened within 5 years, how would it help the people in my matrix? You can have a job, but then you're getting an extra $4,000 a month. That did it for me. Because that's a house note. That will be a house note in the future. And what I'm seeing now is people can't afford to buy a house. There are people that are renting, that and that rent is taking up anywhere from 30 to 50% of their take-home pay.
Right.
That's not living. That's not living.
So, for some people, that seems normal, but it's almost like you shouldn't do that. That's a lot.
Yeah. Because things happen, accidents happen, you get a ticket, you get sick. There's so many things that can happen that you get laid off, and that can ruin your world, where leverage income, and there's different ways to do leverage income. Owning stock is leverage income. If you can buy stock and the stock grows, then you earn money. And when I tell people about that $2,000 to $4,000 a month, if you were wealthy, this is what wealthy people do, is that they get their money, they put it in a stock that earns dividends that pay every month, and they live off those dividends. So for you to get $2,000 a month, you'd have to park about $400,000 into stock at 6% interest. To get $4,000, you'd have to park about $800,000 at 6% interest to get $4,000. Well, most people I know don't have $800,000.
Right. That's what you'd hope to retire on, or go back to retirement.
Yes. Depending on Social Security, you're in a sinking ship, because there are forces that keeps damaging that reward money and Social Security and disability. Mm-hmm. But at LiveGood for $40 one time and $9.95 a month, you bring on two people. You help those two people bring on two people. And eventually, it's going to add up to $4,000 a month, just like if you had $800,000 to invest. And the way the economy runs, you can't get that kind of money. You work, and the bills and the taxes eat up all that money. But $40, $9.95 a month. That $9.95, I could go on the street corner and get $9.95 on the street corner. So, or it's a happy meal. So that's really not a hurdle. The hurdle is in your mind.
Right.
That this ain't going to work. Just like I said, Amazon wasn't going to work 30 years ago. This ain't going to work. They're not going to be able to do this. And then you turn around, time goes for everyone. And you turn around and it's working for the people that got in early. Mm-hmm. It's working for them. And so you missed that opportunity.
But I guess that maybe I'm not missing it, but to continue to unwind the mind, so to speak, and to speak to the speculation, so to speak. So like with Amazon, you're paying for books. Like you're paying for a book is shipped back to you. You have that in your hand physically, you're able to read it. And I guess as we go into the digital space, it's harder to understand, even though most of the money that we exchange is digital. It's like, okay, I put this time here, or I buy this service and I get this number that's in my account. It's like, so long as it's in the black, I'm good. If some people use green, cool. But like, I know the difference between red and black. Like, that's simple enough for me. It's
right.
Like,
right. But by me saying so Amazon good. started out with books.
Right.
Now you can get any and everything. At LiveGood, we're starting out with nutritional supplements. Mm-hmm. And those supplements are 60 to 70% or more less expensive than where you would buy anywhere else.
Right.
We all need vitamin D. That was brought up. That became evident during COVID when they wondered why Black Americans are dying more than white Americans. But when you go over to Africa, they're not dying. So it wasn't right. because right. we're Black. The reason why is the access to the sun to get vitamin D. In the U.S., we're not that close to the sun. We don't go out in the sun much. And having melanated skin, we need to be in the sun longer to absorb the vitamin D than white Americans and white folks. Mm-hmm. Where in Africa, they're closer to the equator. They're out more. They get more vitamin D. So that's why. So with LiveGood, we sell vitamin D, K and K2 vitamins mixed together. And the price is reasonable. This is $8.95. Where you go somewhere else and it's $20,
$25. Right.
And then you're earning money because each person that I invite to come on and join us, I get paid $25. And then 2.5% of that $9.95 that they pay every month. So I'm earning money and I'm getting things that can help my life. The right. green food, the red foods, because our food does not have the 102 minerals right. and vitamins that we need. When they grow it, they only put 3 minerals back in the soil. And they're putting toxins on our food. So we need to supplement. So that's where LiveGood is coming in.
That makes sense. Because I have seen a lot of different companies come up. You see them sponsor podcasts. Like you have AG1, you have Jocko Willink. He has his brand. They do a lot of supplements. I think a friend of mine recently had reached out and she has a company that does the supplements. And I guess a big thing with them is that there's a lot of quality control that you have to keep up with because you don't want tainted supplements and things like that. And you want to make sure that they're sourced. So like having all these competitors in the market and like maybe not really having to deal with the FDA. Was it challenging to start out with LiveGood or like,
oh, what, heaven.
What was the motivation to be like, well, all these people are doing it, but maybe I can do it too and actually make something of it and not be discouraged?
Right. Yeah. LiveGood is succeeding because the founders of it are very experienced. The formulators, Dr. Goodkin, has done this before. He's a pharmacist and very knowledgeable on natural products, but we have the clout to be able to source the very best materials.
That helps.
And month eight, we did $11 million.
Wow.
Profits in the eighth month of this company. So, and we don't have to market. We don't have to spend that money marketing at all because we're bringing in the market. The members are bringing in the market for people who want it and exposing it. It's like patting in. And that's what's happening. So we don't worry about the competition because there won't be any that can give the quality at our price. No.
That's awesome. And can you tell me, maybe I'd like to go back a little bit. Can you tell me about yourself and how you grew up and how you took the interest in health, like wanting to be a healthy person, but also like physically as well as financially, because sometimes those two things are challenging for folks. And it's like people don't like to talk about money. And then physically, it's like, it is what it is. Sometimes we may not look at our best, but when we look in the mirror, it's like, well, you can't, we can put on sweatpants and different things like that. But it's like at a point in time, like if a pair of pants is supposed to fit a certain way or a t-shirt, it's like, yeah, this one doesn't fit like it did before.
Well, growing up, I'm a native Houstonian, and growing up all day long, I ran around in the sun and we only ate dessert on Sundays. My mother would make a peach cobbler or a berry cobbler. We didn't have desserts. We didn't eat all day. We climbed trees and jumped off houses. So we kept up that movement. And I was very small, graduated from high school, size 3.
Wow.
So growing up, and we had a garden. And in the summertime, we would put things away in the freezer. We'd go to farmer's market and get peas, and we'd put things up, peaches, peas, okra, all those things for the wintertime. So that was my growing up. Now, fast forward now, I got a degree in business administration and in marketing. I started working for major corporations bringing them millions of dollars.
Right.
And I saw how the corporate worked in marketing and in sales. I saw and I learned in college that our main objective was to increase shareholders' profit. Nothing was put in about the worker, how we're to make sure the workers lived well. No. So that's the main purpose of corporation, is to increase shareholders, owners, that's where you have to get the balance of the workers being able to survive and thrive. And as you can see, we're getting further and further and further from that.
Right. Good for the shareholders.
Right. For the people who can afford buying shares and stock, then yeah, good for them. But the ones who were not trained at all in buying stock and holding that stock until it grows, we were just taught, go get a job. Maybe a 401k and Social Security and you'd have Medicare and all that other good stuff. Ain't working.
Yeah. It's quickly gone away.
Yeah. Yeah. Right now, in a family, both people have to work. And a lot of them are working 2-3 jobs. It's just not working. And the housing prices and the food prices are going up. Childcare is going up and the income is going up, that money is staying up at the top, where the wealthy people are doing very well. And in America, we've gotten sort of spoiled, but we don't realize that if we don't keep that middle class healthy, we're going to start having more crime, because if people cannot work to get the food, they're going to steal. So we're going to have more crime. We're going to start having kidnapping and things like that. So we need to get it together. With leverage income, you're able to do this. You got your 24 hours in a day, just like Elon Musk. You do your job, but at Live Good, we're going to work toward you getting $2,000 to $4,000 or even up to $16,000 a month in leverage income while you sleep. And so that's our goal.
So how things look for, how do things look for the end of this year, given how well the first 8 months went, and like, how are things tracking?
Things are looking very, very well for the company. Before the end of the year, we're going to have 1 million members. Amazon didn't get 1 million members till 2 years. We're going to have it in a year. Now, my matrix and everything, you have to look at your matrix. The company may be doing good, but what's happening in your matrix? In my matrix, it's looking good in that I've been at it since April. So that's what, four or five months that I've been in it, and people aren't leaving. Maybe 2% are leaving. And that's insane that that many people are staying, because they see the value of what's happening. There are people who they're making more money than the monthly membership fee, or they see where they're going to, so they think, I'm not going anywhere. But there's another thing that people can do with Live Good, is that you have a home-based business that is earning income. So having a home-based business, you can start taking lifestyle deduction, a portion of your cell phone bill, a portion of your gas mileage, a portion of your house. You can even employ your children for up to $15,000 each a year, and pay them, and of course the money get back to pay for their expenses. I asked my chiropractor and other specialist doctors that I go to, and I asked him, he has six children, and I asked him, do you employ your children? Yes, he does, in his business. He has a picture of them on the wall, and people see that. They see he's a family man, so he pays them for that picture. There are smart ways that people are employing their children, and the common everyday man are not taking advantage of the tax codes and the loopholes in the tax codes to keep more of their tax money and being able to invest it. So not only are we building that income, we're also going to be able to save you thousands of dollars on your taxes.
I think that's awesome. Or one thing I found funny was finding out that when you get a tax return, you're not actually winning. It's almost like the more money you get back, it's kind of like a sleight of hand to let you know, oh, like we took more money from you, but we just decided to give you this little bit. And it's weird how taxes always seem to be this complicated thing. But it's really not, because if you know this is what you made, this is what's being taken out already, like, why are we going through this whole ring-a-ring-a-ma-row or ring around the rosy? And it's, I think, is that something that Live Good does for people, like kind of giving them the step by steps and being able to take away some of that threat or some of that apprehension someone may have to say, it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to run the home-based business and I've got to keep up with the numbers, even though like in 2023, you have things like QuickBooks, you have instant tools that can capture your data, like how far you drive, things like, oh, if you take a you take a picture of your receipt, you capture the picture, you store it. And like, is there an app that you have as well with the program?
No, Live Good doesn't deal with any of the tax questions at all. What it provides is the easiest home-based business in the world. Absolutely easy in that you don't have to have authorship. You don't have to sell anything or stock anything. You don't have to sell the products. The product sells themselves. So that, and all you have to do is invite people. When you invite people, you start earning money. You earn the $25, but then you start earning 2.5%. And when they bring in people, you earn 2.5%. One of the tests with the IRS is that you got to have something that's not a hobby. You have to earn income. Where with Live Good, you'll be able to show people, okay, I started out this. There are 100 people already in my matrix. I'm getting 2.5% of what they put in, that $9.95. So I'm earning income. So that income is coming on naturally. That's the key with Live Good, is that together we're building a business that you can say. Now you have to go out on your own and get your QuickBooks or join my econ, which I'm also still a member of, my econ that teaches you the tax codes that you need to know. And provide, and in that membership, you get the tax record keeping. And every year you're taught this. And then you're also taught about credit. And you get a kit where you can keep up with your credit and keep your credit scores up. So those things, another company that does.
Gotcha.
But the Live Good, it's just so easy. Now, I do want to take some time at talking about something that's real dear to my heart with Live Good. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I'm also doing with Live Good is I'm about to start contacting lawyers, family lawyers, because what happens in a divorce, men are given a child support order, and that child support order is taking 20% of their income, and they can't take it off their taxes.
Right.
So it is a big hit off their income. It messes with their minds. How am I going to survive on this little amount of money? And so not happening. Well, in the tax code, if you have a home-based business, then you can employ your children for up to $15,000 a year. You'll be able to take off lifestyle tax deductions. So you don't have to fight with your ex. Let me carry this child and you carry the other children. And then at the end of the year, you find out, oh, she didn't let you do it. And the IRS contact you and say, you owe us more money because she kept all the children. You don't have to worry about that. You're going to employ your children, not as tax deductions, but as an employee, where they're going to have a picture of themselves on your business card or on your wall or do a little something. So that's what I want, that knowledge brought to the people who are in that situation, that stressful situation. And what inspired me is I have seen news report where the men went crazy. They killed the children and the exes. And that's that financial stress for you to keep your child. That's the financial stress. It don't have to be that way. And no one's telling them. So getting them right at the lawyers to be able to, the lawyers to introduce them to me.
Then
I can help them survive and thrive through divorce.
That's awesome. I think one thing that maybe people don't consider is that a lot of men, like the suicide rates of men are at all-time highs because of stresses like that, and some don't decide to take it out on their families, but they end up taking things out on themselves and they self-inflict damage where they can't find ways to overcome or undo what's been done against them. And it's very sad to see. And I think the thing that's almost like a vicious viral response is when a man kind of starts to speak up about, oh, hey, okay, People want to have my feelings heard, but as soon as they say something that pricks someone in the wrong way, they're quickly shut down. It's like, don't say that. You can't do this. You can't do that. It's like, well, if we don't talk about the problems that may seem accusatory, even though they're not, it's like the issues never get dealt with. Like the underlying issues and the things that are troubling, they need to be brought to the table, so to speak, because it's not always about one being better off than the other or one person being seen in a certain way or in a certain light. But it's that, like, there's an opportunity in what you just shared to get the information, work with the information, and become better. Because it's like, yeah, I think that that's a great point that you bring up.
Yes. Dealing with the men, I appreciate you mentioned about the suicide rate, but also a lot of them disappear. They will drop out of the economy. They become ghosts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They will do things that don't have taxes on it, so you don't know how much money they're making. They start working on cash, but working on cash, what happens is you can't own a home. You can't have investment. So your life is stymied. You can't help your children at all. So what damage is that doing to the children also that you brought into the world? So that whole cycle is just getting so toxic, where if they just had the information, okay, she can keep the children as tax deductions. I'll have them as employees, and I can't even do $15,000, maybe just $3,000 or $4,000 or $8,000.
$800.
Yeah, a year tax write-off for them as an employee, and learn how to do it right. At my econ, we show them how to do it right, because you always have to act like the IRS is going to look at you. So we always make sure you're knowledgeable on what you do and how you need to do it. When a person go in, they say, you with my econ? Yeah. And they just say, bye. Because they know, you know the laws, you know the rules, you got the receipts all together. And that's the way you have to be. You got to act like you're going to get audited. And we are audited so much more than the wealthy people. The poor people are audited more. So you got to be prepared. So that's what I want to bring to the men, so that they can survive. And if they have a second family, they'll know that, okay, I got all of these tax deductions. I can contribute to this second family because of the tax deductions. And businesses are treated differently than wage people. That's how this country is. People that have businesses are treated better than people that work. So a home-based business and Live Good is the absolutely hands down best home-based business there is for people. So that's why I got to knock on as many doors and get to as many lawyers to let me talk to these
people. That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about Live Good, how you started and where it's at now, what you've learned along the way?
Right. At Live Good, it started, it opened its doors in December, January. That's when it started. And then in April, someone contacted me on Facebook that we'd been friends for years. And he contacted me and they said, may I talk to you? And I said, God, why you want to talk to me? Why you want to talk to me? And then he introduced Live Good to me. And I saw how it was so easy to do. And it was so inexpensive, on $40 one time, to own a business that can bring you all of those tax deductions, to have something that you have a website that's in 214 countries and 150 50 languages. They already do the payment for those people in foreign countries. That's powerful for you to grow that way, to have those tools for $40 not one time.
Right.
And
right.
$9.95, that's cheaper than a Happy Meal or donuts. So owning a business for just that small amount of money and people say no to it, then I know that the programming is something they have to fight to realize that it's okay to own a business and to get one for $139 for the year. You own a business and you get thousands of dollars back on your taxes, and you can start building up. It's like a stock with dividends. You start building that up to have an income when you're ready to stop work. And that's what I wish I can get past that programming that we right. have. Sometimes I can, and sometimes I can't.
Right. Maybe I misspoke. I mean, could mm-hmm. you tell me more about MyEcon, which is kind of how we met, mm-hmm. which is the business that helps you do the taxes and like the hardwire stuff to say, okay, this is the take home and this is how it's been working, because you've been in it for multiple years, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. I've been in MyEcon for, about over 10 years now. And the beautiful thing is it's for the common everyday man to get that knowledge, because you need that knowledge. Tax preparers don't have that knowledge, and people don't understand. Tax preparers are not tax planners. You have to plan out your own taxes. Even the people at your job cannot consult you on what to put on your W-2 form. They can't consult you at all. So you don't have any help at all. At MyEcon, we actually teach you step by step all the pieces of the puzzle that will help you. And we show you how to do the taxes, how to do the, when you get the 1099, and how to do the Schedule C, where you know how to do it. Because at the bottom, you are responsible. When you sign that tax document, you are responsible. If anything is not right on there, you're the one that has to pay, not the tax preparer.
Right.
So at MyEcon, we continually have that education for the people, and then how to use that money and invest it wisely to build up. We've made a lot of millionaires and thousandaires that look like us mm-hmm. on it, because it's not in our schools. It's and when I ask, like I tell you, my doctor, when I asked an insurance agent that was doing a presentation, and in the presentation at this restaurant, he showed a picture of his family. Why are you showing a picture of your family? I know now why he showed his family, is right. that he's writing them off. So we're not knowledgeable of the tax loopholes, but MyEcon is bringing that to people, that knowledge and that strength, and the strength of knowledge when you know the law, and you can show them the law and that you're doing it right. So that, now the only weakness in MyEcon is that earning income. Saving money is not considered earning income with the IRS, but live good, that earning income. So there's a lot of MyEcon members that are in live good, and MyEcon doesn't have a problem with that
right at all,
that they're in live good also, because they're bringing in people, and those people are in the matrix, and everyone is helping everyone. And the income is going to build up so that you can show the IRS, I'm earning money.
Right. It seems like the perfect pairing, where you have a business that's earning you money, and as well as a business that's helping you keep your money, because at the end of the day, it's not about just how much you can make, but how much you can keep, and then being able to turn around and do something with that, whether it's continue to invest it, buy things for your family, for yourself, for your kids, real estate, whatever it might be, life insurance, cars, shoes, clothes, all the things that everybody consumes. But it's good to know that you're not just a cog in the machine. And there may be the apprehension of, okay, I'm not good with numbers. I don't want to sit through a boring presentation. It feels like I'm going back to school. But I guess in the, what's something you would say to someone that has these things that are excuses, reasons to not invest in themselves, or even if they don't consider my econ, it's like, okay, look at the world differently. Like, here are these two products. Here are the two companies that work in this way. One's going to be a year old, and then one is going on 10 years old. Everything has blind spots, but here's how this one protects the other. And if you look at what you're currently using, is it doing that at least for you? And if it's not, like, consider this. You're not locked into anything. You're free to check it out. And hey, if you like it, you're more than welcome to stay, stick around.
One of my business associates, what I told her to do is to get with her son and apologize to them that she did not equip them with the tools that they needed to survive and thrive in this economy. Jeff Bezos started out in life a very poor man. He was an illegitimate child of a teenage mother, but he has 24 hours and you have 24 hours. So why is he the richest man in the world, one of them, and you are working 2-3 jobs? The reason why is that he has built leverage income. He's leveraging other people, and they choose to give him $14.95 a month in LiveGood for $40 and $9.95. You have a tool to build that leverage income as large as you want to on it. So to apologize to them about the programming and that you'd like to change them on it. I was talking to a motivational speaker that joined my matrix. I'm real happy about Dr. Cloyd Anderson, who I adore. And his first level is that we have to have businesses, and then we get the politicians, and then boo, right here, the reason why is the businesses. We can't afford it. We can't finance them, but $40, you can finance that. $9.95, you can do that. We spend more getting our nails done. Boo, we spend more on weaves to get our hair done. So we can invest that in businesses, getting into our mind. And this one, LiveGood, it works on autopilot. And it's good that we have Black billionaires like Oprah, like Tyler. They're billionaires. Mm-hmm. But they cannot put $2,000 to $16,000 a month on people's table, where you and your matrix can do that. You can do this with that. So that's the beauty of LiveGood and that matrix on everyone, helping everybody, building in that matrix to where you're going to be able to help someone have $2,000 or more, $4,000 a month more. So that's better than Oprah. That's better than Tyler. That's better than Michael Jordan. That's the power that can be had at LiveGood. And people aren't seeing it yet.
Yeah.
And it's good to make it on your own, but if you can help other people too as you make it, that's joy.
Yeah. Gives you people to celebrate with.
Yes. And at Facebook, I have a group, a LiveGood Team Jubilee. Hmm. And a lot of people don't understand Jubilee. They know it's biblical and they think it's just a celebration.
Right.
Jubilee is a financial arrangement that our Creator made with His people, that after 50 years, every 50 years, what would happen is the money would go back, or the land would go back with the original family. Right. So that prevented generational poverty. If you made a mistake to lease some land to somebody and they had it, and they were doing good, and you done went through that money, what's going to happen with your children? Every 50 years, it goes back.
Yeah.
Because our Creator understands greed. That's in us, to be greedy, to get more than we deserve. So every 50 years. But when was the last time has this world or this economy declared a jubilee? The wealthy are getting wealthier.
Mm-hmm.
The poor are getting poorer, and you can't survive that way. A society can't survive that way. Right. So that's jubilee.
That's awesome. And from the first question, where can people get more of this information? How can they be in contact with you to join both Live Good and My Econ and to just keep up with your progress?
Okay. I have joinpamsam.com. If you can remember that, joinpamsam.com. That will get you into Live Good. And Live Good, it asks for your name, your email. You join in, you put in your phone number too. That's the entryway into getting to me. Joinpamsam.com.
Awesome. And My Econ?
My Econ. Once you join Live Good, I'm most certainly going to help you with My Econ. And if you'd like to join,
gotcha.
Yes, it's pamsam.myecon.net. So, but
right. But the first thing is do the business first, make yourself some money, and then make sure we'll get you right to keep your money.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and you're gonna have to have good health too, and good nutrition. So join PamSam.com, and that will get you access. And then we make sure you know all the rest.
And how did your friend receive that when you told her she needs to apologize to her sons? How did she? What was her take on it?
Yeah, she understood. She understood that we've been programmed. And she was part of the programming.
Mm.
Go to school, get a job. And they did exactly that. They went to school, got a job, and they're struggling.
Yeah.
And she's struggling. And she didn't teach him about leverage income because she wasn't taught about leverage income.
Right.
At all. So that's the apology. I didn't know. I know now. So let's make something happen in our matrix together. So they're in the business with her, but overcoming that programming, boo, is hard.
Right. I definitely agree with you, but we all get a restart and time for jubilee. So with that, I thank you for joining me on the podcast today. And one last question I always like to ask the guests from the very first question is, are you still who you said you were?
Yes. Oh, yes. I am a financial activist and always will be on helping people and opening their eyes, but keep them woke. That's my purpose in life.
I like it. Thank you so much, Ms. Pam Sam.
Thank you.